Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tonight, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Coming up this hour of the show, we're going to get your thoughts as we hit the mailbag. A lot of you had some things to say about the co-pilot that brought down the plane in the Alps. I think, as I have said many, many times here, it's because with everything else that's going on around us, there was only three Americans on the flight, but still three too many, 150 in all. The fact that that happened, it makes you kind of take a breath and say, we're thinking about terrorists, but what about the mental capacity of the people who are actually flying the planes? And can you imagine when you hear that the captain screamed, "Open the damn door," then took an axe in desperation and tried to get the door open but could not and perished with everybody else who was on that doomed flight that should have been a piece of cake from Barcelona to Dusseldorf. And let's face it, Americans on their bucket list put travels to Europe. They try to figure out ways to afford it. Hey, we're not all filthy rich and we can't travel around and stay in the palaces of the world, but we certainly can do it on a nickel and a dime, and it is becoming affordable. And when you put that list together, many of you would put Germany there, would put Spain there, would put places that you could go and see Christian relics, for example, or pieces of history, or just the beauty of those countries. So there are many Americans who aren't loaded, who are taking those once-in-a-lifetime trips, and there were people on that plane from other countries who were doing just that and ended up on their last trip, unfortunately, because did anybody really know what was going on inside the mind of the co-pilot? And there was no way to stop it. And this is why I think there is so much buzz, even here in the United States, over that tragic flight. And what happened? And could this happen here? And the answer is, of course, anything can happen. Anything can happen. In the meantime, though, because politics is the thing that gets us up on our bully pulpit or soapbox, depending on how you look at it, I suppose. And I'll say this again. I haven't said this in a while. But truly, without a doubt, remember, you have a voice because it's power to the people. The government is about the people. It's we the people. And I think too often people forget that. You have representatives. And if you don't like those representatives, get them out of there. Pay attention. Pay attention locally. Pay attention to what's happening in your state. And then pay attention as to who's repping you in Washington. And trust me, all is not lost, my friends. If more people get involved, that's when you see change. That's when you see change. The governor of Indiana has created a firestorm that has spread well beyond the borders of that state. He's trying to backpedal, in a sense, and explain what he meant with this law. And it started over the weekend when he appeared on the ABC Sunday show with George Stephanopoulos. And Stephanopoulos said he just wanted a yes or a no. Do you think it should be legal in the state of Indiana to discriminate against gays or lesbians? And he asked him it a couple of times, and he said that that's not, they're trying to make it about one issue, but it's not about that. He emphasized it's about protecting the religious liberty of people of faith and families of faith. And ultimately offered a defense for religious people who have been smashed with the outrage, saying tolerance is a two-way street. I mean, that's what he came up with. So one thing that this Pence thing does is it shows that the Republicans have some things that they have to think about heading into the 2016 election. because you've got a base that supports religious freedom bills like Indiana, and then a bigger chunk of the electorate that's not tolerant of politicians who oppose gay rights. And then it comes down to, what do you want to see happen in 2016? And I think that the Republicans, and I said the danger is of for the Republicans is turning it into too much of a beauty pageant and eating their own. If that happens, then whoever the Democratic nominee is, they'll have a much easier road. Most likely, Hillary Clinton. It's not written in stone. Seems like that's going to happen, but whoever it is. So Pence, he was pretty puzzled that this law is so controversial. Because, you know, the federal government and 18 other state legislatures have similar laws and have adopted them over the last 20 years. But he got caught in a firestorm because of the way it's spelled out. So, in other words, the things that aren't in the law, the things that aren't there, and what's being pointed out. So it exploded. I mean, it's just exploded to where it's wild where it's moved. You know, in 2004, a lot of Republicans won states because of the initiatives they had that were anti-gay marriage initiatives. But that was 2004. Now we're in 2015 going into 2016. So I think the one thing is, whatever the politician is being asked, they have to know exactly how they feel and what they're willing to say and what they really mean. I mean, a dozen states are considering religious freedom measures during their sessions this year. And that guarantees that the debate is probably going to rage on. You know, there was 3,000 protesters over the weekend at the Indiana State House. So this whole religious freedom issue, there are already a lot of Republicans who are weighing in on it. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, who's known for tough battles, certainly against labor unions, says he supports the principle of the measures. He believes in broad religious freedom and the right for Americans to exercise their religion and act on their conscience. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, who's in San Francisco, think of that, for a fundraiser on Thursday, where the tech companies are really going up against Pence and the Indiana law. And he says, at this point, I don't know about this law, but religious freedom is a serious issue and is increasingly so. He says that people that act on their conscience shouldn't be discriminated against for sure. There should be protections. Then you have Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, who's the only one who officially declared he co-sponsored a bill that would prevent the federal government from denying any group its tax-exempt status for exercising their religious conscience. And he said last year, he hasn't weighed in on this one, but that he's willing to interact with anyone, but I don't think the law should be forcing Americans to violate their religious freedom. And I think Pence is confused because that's exactly what he was focusing in on, but it became much bigger. All right, we're hitting the mailbag next here on America Tonight.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GemStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GemStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Coming in our mailbag. I love it because remember, I always say this, I always mean it. I know you can email people. I know other shows do email. But this crowd is overwhelming with the kind of emails you send. Number one, if you want to send us something about a dumb thing you've done, we do a cool segment once a week, Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done. And number two, if you just want to vent about something, that's the time to do it because I know a lot of you go to GCNlive.com and download the shows and listen to them at other times in the day. And then you think, oh, I can't call because, you know, that was the show that was. No, you can easily send us an email, and trust me, I go through it. So, americatonight.net. On that note, let's skedaddle to the email.
You have mail, mistress.
And here we go. First up in the mailbag, this one from Jason, who says, Katie Kate, oh my, what a pickle Mike Pence is in. I heard you talking about it the other night, and I agree with you. I really do. I don't think that this was meant to be a slam about somebody who was gay or had an alternative lifestyle. I really think this was a, hey, back off, government. We want our religious freedom because these are private businesses or whatever, and I don't believe there was any intent on anti-discrimination, but it certainly is exploding all over the place in that direction. So now you have the Republicans in Indiana, from the latest that I've seen, promising to clear up this whole religious Freedom Law. So therefore, I think you were dead on, Ms. Delaney. I don't think that this was meant to be in any way an affront to other kinds of groups whatsoever with whatever lifestyles. Yeah, I really didn't feel that way either. I mean, you could say, hey, a Republican, that's, you know, it's easy to just start the label job. I don't really believe it was that. I think that's all it had to do with. It was, and because of government overreach saying, hey, listen, we're not going to have this happen again because we're seeing this again and again. Either way, it looks like they're going to just try to make sure that they tweak it and it makes sense. I think that's the way it sounds anyway. And so this little dust up probably blows over, but it just goes to show you it's a funny thing. Semantics, interpretation, I call it the verbal jumping jacks, how one person looks at something and sees it and interprets it a certain way, somebody else interprets it another way, and before you know it, you have a firestorm, a controversy on your hands. So we'll see what they do in Indiana, and we're going to talk more about that, obviously, in this show. Move on to this one from Megan, who says, I like O'Malley. I think that Clinton is not the candidate for the Democrats. Kate, I'm a lifelong Democrat, and I appreciate you saying on your show, even if you have a lot of staunch conservatives calling, that you invite left of left and in-betweens and everything else. I think that's a good thing because you must be somewhat open-minded or from an open-minded family. And I think Governor Martin O'Malley, looking at a possibility of a presidential nomination, might be a smart thing, because do we need another dynasty? Do we need another Clinton in the White House? I don't really have a feeling about Hillary Clinton one way or the other. I think she seemed okay as a senator. She wasn't my senator. And certainly as First Lady, there were some controversial things that stung her here and there, but that always happens, the whole gotcha thing, no matter if it's a Republican First Lady or a Democratic First Lady. And as Secretary of State, I don't know that she necessarily did much. She traveled all over the place. And this thing with the emails is crazy. However, I just don't want to have another president who is a legacy president. It feels like that's what we do. Our history is filled with sons or fathers or whatever down the line. Why do we need to have that? Let's get somebody fresh and different in the White House. So I'm looking at O'Malley as a possibility, unless Rand Paul runs. If it's Rand Paul who gets the Republican nomination, I might have to look there because I like some of his views, even though for me, I'm a Democrat and he is a Republican. I could possibly vote for Rand Paul. Hey, thanks for that note. That was pretty good. Because there you go. Democrats saying, yeah, Hillary Clinton, same thing, legacy. Yeah, dude, let's get something different. Come on. And maybe it's O'Malley and, you know, whoever it is. But I don't think that happens because it's like I've said so many times. I do have some insight into the Clinton world from people who work with the Clintons, from their reach, from their foundation, from their backers. And you got to follow some of the bucks and you got to follow what politics does. And at least the way it is now in our country, you get on that public service road and you're clunking along. And if you get picked at the right time, you rise up through the ranks. And pretty much her star has followed that path, even though she's, and there's people, Democrats, Republicans, whatever, that can't stand Hillary Clinton, and others that completely embrace the idea of it. But embracing the idea in 2008 and in 2016, that's a long gap. That's a big chunk of time. So maybe the people that were hip to the idea of Hillary before might not be that way in 2016. It's going to be interesting, that's for sure. And there have been some other people mentioned. I've said this, Elizabeth Warren, although the senator from Massachusetts is kind of backing off of that, and also Bernie Sanders, who's an independent from Vermont. His name comes up quite a bit, but now you're talking left of left if you go with Sanders, and then what happens in running there and who would be the running mate. It's pretty intriguing, I have to admit. I wasn't sure 2016 and looking to the run-up of president that we'd have so many things to deal with on both sides, but we certainly do. How about this one from Bob, who says, Kate, Boehner needs to just shut up. I am so tired of him being Speaker of the House, and the reason I am is because he seems to be the guy that's always stuck on the fence. And then when he feels like it's safe, he jumps into the fray and is easily back on the Republican wagon, and he's riding along with everybody, but he certainly isn't doing that when he needs to do it, and that's what we've seen with Boehner, I think, in the last couple of years, over and over again, whether it's a beer summit with Obama, which leads to what, or whether it's him backing off of let's defund Obamacare. He takes the hard opinion when it's convenient, sits on the fence when he has to, and then pulls it back in and goes back to flip-flopping on whatever it is. I don't like flip-floppers. Even if I didn't agree with the man, I respect somebody who says what they think, they're authentic, and they stay with it, and they stay in that game. I guess you can't do that in Washington. Yeah, that's a great end to that. I guess you can't do that in Washington. That's the problem. That's what we keep saying. It's not so much keep using the words logjam and getting things done and people need to get along. It's not that. It's more about, it's not so much about the headbutting. It's about the playing the game to this extreme. Like everything, every step is either it's a misstep and then we got to reel it back and say, well, that's not really, this is really what we think now because public opinion is slamming us. So let's change what we supposedly thought out. And is it just that the people around the people that are elected are brutal, that they're not thinking about things before they pump them out there or jump on issues? And I agree. Even if I don't agree with the politician, if someone's representing me and that's they give you the reasons. Here's why I want this to happen on immigration. Here's why this needs to happen with health care. Here's why this needs to happen. And this is my 5-point plan. This is what I'm pushing. This is what I feel is right for my constituents. And then you're never going to please everyone. But if this is it, we've done the research. This is how I feel. This is what I've said all along. I'm for that person. I am. I don't care who they are. I'm for them because they're authentic. This is what we're really getting. They're not being handled. And maybe that's a naive opinion. So that was a great email. All right, let's take another one. This one is from Jake in Austin. He emails us all the time, but Jake says some pretty interesting things. And he says, Kate, taking a break from all the politics that annoy us, March Madness, boy, oh, boy, I had my bracket busted almost from the beginning. I do have to say, you know, you're talking about people in office pools, and everywhere I go, people, especially in the beginning, were looking at the games, whether it was in the tavern or out to lunch, a place that had televisions. They were paying attention to find out what the final scores were. And I have to say that I think it's kind of cool because it's a sort of a uniting thing. And you might have mentioned this, that in some of these places where I've eaten, you can tell that people are getting into it and then the game is closed and there's yelling and excitement. I like it. I'm not even a big college hoop fan, but I become one, like everybody else, as you've been saying, when it comes down to March Madness. Yeah, because this is a time where sports become sort of a uniter. That's a good way to say it. That people are saying, hey, what happened in the game? Or I went to Kentucky, or, you know, a zillion years ago, I went to wherever. I went to Rutgers, and they're not in it, but they're going to be in there one day, or whatever it is, the conversation about the colleges. Or maybe you didn't go to college, but you live near the college, and everybody roots for the team, and you're into it, too. And so it's kind of fun to see, you know, where they end up. So absolutely, it's a great break from all the noise and chaos that we deal with. If you have something to say, AmericaTonight.net, hit us up there. Just click on contact and bada bing, you're in, and you'll hit our mailbox. And sure enough, you could be featured on America Tonight. Thanks.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Tonight, if you want to throw in your two cents about anything we're talking about, including the most iconic dead person, you can do that as we talk with a relative of Albert Einstein's earlier in the show, Karen, Cortell Reisman. And what an interesting story that was about her family and their first brush with Albert Einstein. So 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go out to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate. Hello, Kate.
I'm here. How are you?
I'm excellent, actually. I'm doing just great.
Yay.
Yay, yes. Okay, I want to get to the fence thing in a minute or two, but the person you were thinking of earlier, the person you were talking about earlier, Elvis Presley, when he died, I was a painting superintendent for a school for handicapped children.
Mm.
And I walked in, when I heard the news, I walked in and I started putting away my equipment. And my foreman came up to me and says, "Where the hell are you going?" And I said, "Elvis died, I'm going home." He says, "What do you mean Elvis died? You're going home?" I said, "Look, the king has died. I'm going home. If you don't like it, you could take this job and shove it." He says, no, it's okay, Dad. You do whatever you think's best, son." I said, "Okay, dude." And I walked out. So that's the way it was.
Oh.
And I went home and I stayed and studied everything, and I felt so bad. I mean, you could beat on me with a sledgehammer, and you can't hurt this dude.
See, but there you go.
I had big old tears rolling down my face.
Oh.
Elvis had died, man. I mean,
King.
He was a king. He was my man. He was everything in my world. I was 12 years old. I was a fan.
Yep. That's tough. That's right. He's iconic. He's iconic.
Absolutely.
He was.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So that's the way it was. Now, get to this Pence thing. Now, look, what the Democrats are doing here, and, you know, I'm a right-wing Republican, knuckle dragon, Neanderthal, you know, good old boy. These Democrats are being sponsored by George Soros, and it doesn't matter whether it's Michael that gets killed by a cop, Mr. Brown, or another incident, whatever it is, George Soros and his minions are pumping for the mobs to go and protest, and they're going to mushroom up on the gays and try to promote them as well. They've got their little people out there, and he's paying for these little episodes. He is trying to create a situation where he could profit again like he did over the English dollar. I mean, he ran the pound down to where he made a fortune on it. Now, on this Pence thing, this does not do anything except protect the rights of truly
mm-hmm.
religious people
mm-hmm.
and their desire to not be forced by the government
mm-hmm.
to do things like sell somebody abortion drugs or hire people that believe in abortions when they don't, or forced to pay for abortions that they don't believe in doing because of their religious convictions. And as far as the gays go, we don't care. It's live and let live.
That's what I think.
People
mm-hmm.
alone.
That's what I think.
All being mushroomed up. So that's my little two cents on that. Now, what's going on in your world?
I agree with you on the whole Pence thing. I said that the other night, and again, absolutely, you're totally right. It's being blown up and mushroomed in the wrong direction.
Is this your birthday tonight?
It is my birthday. Yes.
Well, happy birthday. How old are you?
You think I'm going to tell you how old I am?
Yes, I do.
No, I'm going to tell you how old I am. If I was 25, I would tell you.
Why? Bandy. My name is Kate Delaney. Come on now.
Yeah, I know, and I'm not telling you. I am not telling you, but it's too much personal information to give out in the air.
No, wait a minute, Kate. I mean, I've got your picture. I'm your fan.
I'm your fan.
I've been in the program for years. I'm a member of your family. I'm close. I mean, you know, I'll even give you a blood transfusion if you ever need that. I'm O negative. Come on, girl.
You are so funny.
Even
Matt would not tell his age, and he is younger than I am. So there is no way.
Oh, come on, Kate.
No way. You'd have to guess, and you'll never guess. You won't get it right. I know you won't. You're close.
Okay, baby. I love you. Talk to you later.
That's funny. Just put a few years over that, though. yeah, it's interesting what Dan said about Elvis. Elvis is iconic. I mean, no matter what, and see how it affected him because it was his youth. And my mother was the same way. She told me a story about going to a place in Atlantic City called the Steel Pier. And the Steel Pier, people, you know, artists would come and sing there, but you had maybe 1,000 people. So Elvis was at the Steel Pier. And she got to see Elvis when the crowd was so small, and she said it was absolutely amazing. And everybody went crazy, and he came in, did his songs, and moved on, but left behind a lot of excited, happy people that they had seen Elvis Presley, and so he was the king. There is no question about it. And I mentioned this earlier. If he were still alive, even if it was 10 years ago, whatever, he absolutely would have been able to play wherever he wanted to play in Vegas, and it would have been sold out. Like Celine Dion, I mean, forget that. You can multiply that times 20. He is just that iconic. And the money that they make for the tours that people go through to see his home is unreal. In fact, my mother was on a business trip and went there and said that it was, you know, because she was curious. It wasn't her thing to do that kind of stuff, but it was just like Dan, and he was such a part of her childhood that she went there and said it was the most fascinating thing ever to see his playing, to see music, to see the rooms, and feel like you were back in time and you were seeing a big chunk of Elvis. And I think that's part of that whole iconic experience too. It's a lot of times it has to do with childhood or just pure admiration for something someone's done that is ginormous, which by the way is a word. A couple of years ago they put that in the dictionary, for what it's worth, so I don't get a bunch of emails. Ginormous is not a word. Just absolutely huge. Absolutely somebody doing something huge that changes society. I'll tell you somebody who's going to be iconic, and perhaps he already is, and we're seeing that. There's been some movies about him and documentaries, but Steve Jobs will absolutely be that guy because of what he did with Apple, the products, the linking of the products. That lives on. And that was a revolution that turned that company around. And then when he was gone, then the company flipped in the opposite direction. No matter if they thought he was a pain to deal with, they had to bring him back. And he really became the oracle for Apple and everything that the iPhone is and the connecting to all the devices and how he set that up, how that was his creation. He wasn't the engineer. He was the guy who envisioned it. And what a revolution. I mean, that's a technology revolution. So he is iconic, perhaps already, really, but will become more so as time goes on because he hasn't been gone that long. I think that also happens. If you have some major contribution in whatever it is, as the time passes for the length that you were on the planet, the length of time, and there's more conversation and other future generations, then that lure gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And certainly for technology, in the technology sector, and just in all of our lives, the change that has made, he is in entering into, if not already, becoming one of the iconic personalities, we'll say, for a long time to come. For a very, very long time to come. And maybe some of these iconic people, and it's tough to define it, are some of the people that we learned about in history. People who, as I mentioned, through scientific reasons or whether they discovered, you know, the vaccine for polio or something else, perhaps it was exploration. You could certainly put people into those roles. There are iconic sports figures. We didn't even talk about them. Babe Ruth. People know Babe Ruth. They've heard of Babe Ruth. They talk about Lou Gehrig, the famous speech, ALS, him getting ALS, being cut down in his prime, what he did for an iconic era in baseball. And there are many more from the world of football, baseball, hockey, the NBA. Absolutely. Sports figures that transcend, that are iconic for usually individual feats, but sometimes for what they've done on a team. Any thoughts on that? You can still continue to bring them. AmericaTonight.net.
If the the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Time for another version of We Can Count. And boy, there's a lot of things to talk about when it comes to numbers with We Can Count. A lot of times, you know, we zero in on politics, which makes sense because there's certainly so many polls that are taking place now anyway with what's going on with the race to 2016, whether it's with Republicans and Democrats melded in to the polls or the hypotheticals, you know, whatever it is, because really everybody's hypothetical at this point other than Cruz, other than Senator Cruz, since it's just innuendo and, you know, that's what we're talking about. And we'll go there in a second. But before we go there, let's go to this one. Shocking. Two men dressed as women, there's your number, tried to enter the main gate at the NSA. And why were they dressed as women? I don't know. It was shocking. When I looked at the car all smashed up, you could see that clearly that there was a white cloth, which is what you put over a body in a street. So there was one of those cloths over a body. One person was shot dead at Fort Meade after trying to get to the, you know, NSA gate. As I said, we're talking Fort Meade, Maryland, and you all know that, I'm sure. So they're investigating what happened. It happened at 9 o'clock, just right before 9 o'clock in the morning. So I mean, gosh, you always have to be on your toes, right? Are you thinking that, okay, we're going to have some incident on a Monday morning? Was there any kind of a signal that this kind of thing was going to take place? And, of course, the FBI is looking into it. They don't think it was terrorism-related, but they're still at the digging point. There were witnesses that were there, and it took place near one of the gates to the complex, but far away from the main buildings. So here we go again. I mean, there have been other incidents. Supposedly a man reported that his car was stolen from a hotel not too far away. He said he had been with two men who had taken his car. So they're looking into that, whether they were under, you know, some kind of a drug influence or something. But very, very strange that this happened, you know, and certainly when you look at the NSA, you got 95 units from all branches of the armed forces there, and they report to the Defense Department. So there's lots of possibilities of, you know, how many people are we talking about? 11,000 military employees, 29,000 civilians work there, 6,000 people. There's some fat numbers where you live on the base. You know, this, you have to go back to 1917, and this is pretty much, this was a garrison for World War One draftees. So it was so big. It's just a huge complex and morphed into now modern day what is, of course, the NSA. And that, to me, is, I mean, it's got to be shocking. It's got to shake you up a bit when that happens, because it's not, you know, it's not what you're expecting. Like I said, on a Monday, you're not expecting that to happen. All right, how about this? The Daily Show, on the lighter side, has a new host. Jon Stewart shocked a lot of people when he decided to step away from hosting The Daily Show, saying that the people that watch it, because they're certainly rabid fans of The Daily Show, deserve somebody who is engaged and not restless. Yeah, see, there, I respect somebody who's authentic. That was authentic when he said that. Trevor Noah is the guy who's going to replace Jon Stewart on that sort of, what will I call it? Not sarcastic, satirical news show. It's like the fake news show. And he has big shoes to fill, because when you have somebody that's in any gig for 16 years, that's a long time. I mean, that's a long time to be in any job. So Noah is South African, and he debuted on The Daily Show in December. And Jon Stewart says he's thrilled for Trevor. He says he's a great comic and thinks that he'll do an amazing job on the show. And he's next up. So faces and changes. We're seeing a bunch of changes, actually, even television-wise, and especially guys who have held jobs for a long time, you know, Letterman stepping away and the whole nonsense with Leno, what happened there, but just new faces on the tube. This is a huge story, and it's one that we certainly have talked about in a lot of different ways, and I think that this is just absolutely depressing to think of this co-pilot, this German Wings flight 9525, that's the flight number. Now the word is coming out that he was suicidal at one point, and so young, right? And this is Andreas Lubitz, that's his name. There's not any hardcore evidence as to something that will link him to the exact motive of why this happened. There are now lots of theories, and because of his mental state, the conversation turns to that and why wasn't somebody notified. But certainly it's believed that we know, because he locked the captain out of the cockpit and deliberately crashed the plane into the French Alps last Tuesday, killing 150 people on board. They haven't found any ramblings, writings, conversations where he confessed anything or wrote anything out. But medical records, and this is some of the new stuff, medical records reveal that Lubitz was suicidal at least once, and he underwent psychotherapy. This was before he ever got his pilot's license, however, which would mean, how would they be aware of that? The answer is they wouldn't be aware of that. I'm just 27 years old. And he had visited an eye doctor because of vision problems. So when you have vision problems, that means usually you're going to have problems being a pilot, because if they see that, you're that's it. I mean, they're not going to put you in the cockpit anymore. And he was up for renewal, apparently, in July. So I don't know. Does that have something to do with it or not? There was this, another doctor that says he was deemed unfit for flying because he was too stressed to work. So now it's piecing these doctors' notes together and to whether or not the diagnosis was, you know, flat-out depression. And, the question turns to, could anything have been done? And the only way anything could have been done is if anybody was aware of it, and apparently they were not aware of it. So if you are the supervisor, or if you're running, certainly if you're running that flight, you're the pilot, you wouldn't have any way to know that, because by all other accounts, this was not something this was just not something that you would have known. He was friendly enough and didn't have anything that visibly gave you a glimpse that there was some sort of a problem. All right, here's another big one for you that's on the radar, certainly, and it does go for numbers. The prosecution has rested its case in the Boston bombing case. There were some grisly photos that were shown, some very sad testimony, and you know, you think of the 8-year-old boy. To me, when I think, and so many other people suffered as well, but when I think of that sweet face of that 8-year-old boy, Martin Richard, and how he was there, so excited to be at the marathon, so excited to be there on the finish line, it's very, very sad. He wasn't the only one, as too many people were lost as a result of this. Really, four in all, but three there at the marathon itself. And they showed Martin's blood-stained clothes. They were displayed in court, shredded, blood-stained, to bring home the point about the Tsarnaev brothers and what they did with those bombs and the lives that they took and the lives that they, shattered. And this is exactly, on Monday, how they closed out the case. Showed his clothes, said that, you know, there was no part of his 69-pound body that was left untouched by the explosion. The chief medical examiner testified to that, and they said he bled to death after suffering blast injuries to his extremities, his torsos, everything. And you had jurors that just, couldn't handle it, actually. They wept openly. They cried in court. And the boy's parents, of course, were silent. They were there in the audience and just, listened to the testimony. And even the father, Bill Richard, Martin's father, couldn't find the right words to describe what he saw when he rushed to his son's side after the bomb, went off, and said it was really difficult. And I think this testimony brings home what happened and why the whole insanity defense needs to be pushed aside. And if anything, the focus absolutely of this has to be put away. I mean, it has to be to put away the Jokhar Tsarnaev, because they had no regard for what they were doing to a little 8-year-old boy or so many others that suffered as a result of those pressure cooker bombs that he and his brother placed along the Boston Marathon route back in 2013. That's a wrap for We Can Count. Keep it here on America Tonight.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.